This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We've talked a lot about earning respect individually. As a team, we have done a much better job of that, continue to do that, continue to grind, work hard every day. Today we get to celebrate somebody that does that every single day. The way he shows up, the way he approaches every single day, interacts with everybody as a man, the respect that he has by the way he works every day, the way that he, the detail that he goes about every single day to be the best that he can possibly be out there. And then we get to see that every day. Everybody gets to see what he does out on the field when he's 60 foot, 6 inches from home plate. We're going to get to see that again today with the respect that he has from Major League Baseball and being an all-star for the second time. Congratulations, Paul Skeeter.
That was Donnie Kelly in front of the clubhouse prior to yesterday's loss. Saying, congratulations, Paul Skeens, you are an all-star yet again. So Paul Skeens, 2 years in Major League Baseball, 2 for 2 in being selected as an all-star. Prediction, I think he's going to start the game again because he's that damn good. Had 10 strikeouts yesterday in 5 innings, only threw 78 pitches, which we will get to at some point during this opening hour of the program because they have dialed him back now considerably. His goal, stated by him and the organization coming into the year, was for him to go deeper into ballgames. And he has done that. He has the second most innings pitched in the entire National League. But the last couple of outings, they've dialed him back a little bit. So we'll get into all that. But we talk about the historic homestand. Pompeiani tweeted this yesterday. The Pirates are the first team in Major League Baseball history, of course they are, to have back-to-back series of 3 games with a sweep of shutouts for and against in either order. They lose the final 2 games of the Seattle series, fittingly, 1-0. The Pirates have given up the fewest runs in the entire National League. They are the best pitching staff in the entire National League. That means this is a postseason caliber pitching staff. This pitching staff, don't drive off the road here, folks. This pitching staff is World Series caliber. I'm not joking about that. It's that good. You can stack it up against every pitching staff in Major League Baseball, and at least in the NL, it's the best. And yet they're 15 games under 500. How bad does your lineup have to be that you are the best pitching staff in all of ball and you're 15 games under 500, Doran?
It's clearly not shocking, but let me try to spin this into a positive.
Oh, please do.
After you watch those 6 games and what the Pirates did to the Mets and the Cardinals, you're feeling happier about the Pirates, as you should have. That was very impressive, clearly. The way they did that was very impressive. They go to Seattle and they lose the way that they did. And you're absolutely right. The pitching staff is one of the best in Major League Baseball. But if you're looking to get this GM out of town and get a new GM in here, this is exactly what you wanted to happen.
Yes.
It's exactly what you wanted to happen, right? Like, you talk about the phrase, kill two birds with one stone. Like, it's like, yeah, we got that fix, and we saw that they could play really good baseball against good baseball teams. They did that, and then they go, and they prove that the lineup isn't sufficient to even competing against teams that only score one run. That's where you kind of meet in the middle, because say they go out there and they replicate what they did against the Mets. Like, that every single day and every single opportunity is either going to tear down Ben Cherington or give him the hope and give them the hope that he could be the guy next year. So where do you want to, like, what do you want to happen? Nobody wants to see somebody get fired. So we're not even like, I'm not saying like, I want Ben Cherington fired. Like, no, nobody wants to see somebody get fired. But if you want to see this team head into a different direction, management wise, or, you know, general managing wise and front office wise, this is probably the best thing to happen for the Pirates.
I'm with you. Because you see how close they are from a pitching standpoint. I mean, they're there. They're a finished product from a pitching standpoint. That's inarguable. You could even subtract pieces from the pitching staff and still have one of the best pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. And so I think that's what needs to happen. And that's why I think we took the show in the direction that we took it on Thursday last week. No matter how hot they get, the plan at the deadline still should be the same plan at the deadline, because it should have been last offseason's plan. It should be this upcoming offseason's plan. Trade from a position of strength to bolster your lineup, which is as bad as it is in Major League Baseball. They are also 12-30 on the road. Only two teams are worse on the road than the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you could probably guess who they are. It's the White Sox and the historically bad Rockies. And those two teams battled it out in a World Series preview this weekend, where the Rockies were able to salvage the series, losing 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. It was awful baseball.
I wonder how many people showed up.
It looked like it was all right.
It looked decent?
Yeah, it looked okay. A nice weekend, holiday weekend with the family and friends. As we're looking for positives on what is the most Monday of all the Mondays, at least we ain't that. And the Nationals, they fired their manager.
And somehow,
I don't understand how they were able to do this, Doran. This is remarkable that a team could do this mid-season, especially with the draft upcoming and the trade deadline. I don't know how they did this. An impossibility that they were able to pull off. They fired the GM.
Yep.
We'll get into that at some point this hour, too. The man who delivered the baby, Milkman. That's what he says. I need to know more about this.
Yeah. Are we being...
At 412-928-9370. I don't know. The details he's throwing out there, I'm not going to doubt him.
I mean, there's not super details, though.
I just didn't know that we were making Milkman in 2025. Right. Like, they're not delivering the glass bottles in the crates, are they? We don't do that anymore. What's a Milkman look like in 2025? 412-928-9370.
I mean, didn't they used to say that back in the day? Oh, Mom must have hooked up with the Milkman because you don't look like our brother or sister.
That's always the joke. Right, Milkman like or the mailman.
Or the mailman.
Those milkmen back in the day must have been strapping lads.
Had to have been.
Because they were always the guy. Yeah.
I mean, glass bottles.
They were always the one. Doesn't look like Jimmy. Looks like the milkman. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep.
I mean, the milkmen were staples of our community. I wonder how much milk my man is consuming on his route. Like, I'm sure, like, having a paper route back in the day, you're going to take a little break. You probably sit there and read the paper. I'm guessing that milkmen, you get yourself a respite, have a little skim, a little 2%. You hate milk.
Ugh.
It's been too hot for milk. It's like Anchorman. Milk was a bad choice. Somebody else texts in and says, 3 straight days where I was the grill master. Fixed the car this weekend. I wake up to hear some dude delivered a baby, and I feel like I've accomplished nothing. Another texter writes in, one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. Let me check my notes. Oh, Keller and Bednar are likely to be traded. Yeah, that makes sense. But it does. It does make sense. And it doesn't have to be Keller. It doesn't have to be Bednar. It could just be Heaney. Or it could be Falter. It could be Santana. It could be Ferguson. The point is, you've got a ton of pitching. And you have Oviedo, who just got bumped up a level, who is working his way back. Next year, at this time, based on the timeline that was given to us by the Pirates, you should have Jared Jones back. Bubba Chandler, Hunter Barco, two big-time prospects. Chandler, probably the best pitching prospect in all of baseball. Barco, cracked into the top 100. Ashcraft, who's been a piece of your bullpen, could wind up in your rotation. Bubba Chandler's been outstanding, including the other day.
Uh-huh.
You can make an argument. He's been the best rookie pitcher in the National League, and he was sort of an afterthought because he got hurt. But before he got hurt, that guy was a big-time prospect, has plus-plus stuff. He's throwing 97 miles an hour. He does not look like Thomas Harrington. He does not look like Quinn Priester. He looks like he can be a good pitcher for a while for the Pirates. So you've got a position of strength. Anytime people talk about trading someone for the Steelers, last year whenever it was Brandon Ayuk that they were going after, trying to move Alex Highsmith. Oh, what about Nick Herbig? Why? Because it's a position of strength. That's what you need to do. Now, pitching depth could dry up real quick because injuries are going to hit pitchers, and it's one of the reasons I'm guessing they're pulling the reins back on Paul Skeens right now. But I know that that texter was tongue-in-cheek. Wow, their pitching is great, so trade pitching? Come on now. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you got to spend some money, clearly, this offseason. Nobody's arguing the opposite of that. 412-928-9370. A lot of texters writing in, and this makes sense. Milkman probably drives a Turner's or Schneider's truck and is just being facetious. I do love Turner's.
Do people drink milk still a lot? Like, do people just like sit down and have a glass of milk as much as they did probably 30 years ago?
My baby does.
Yeah.
But she's a baby.
Yeah. Do grown adults choose to have a glass of milk?
You sit there, you have a nice Sunday breakfast, tall, cool 12 ounces of milk. Oh, yeah.
Are more people choosing milk with their breakfast and pancakes over at orange juice?
I think you do both.
Okay.
Then you get a little jug of the orange juice, get a little jug of the milk, some pancakes, a little bacon, perhaps some sausage, some eggs. Yeah.
Okay. Just check.
Paul Skeens is 4-7. He got the no decision yesterday. No pitcher has ever had a losing record and won the Cy Young. I've said for a month now that we're not going to have to worry about that because he pitches so well, eventually it's going to even out and he's not going to finish with a losing record. Man, I don't know about that.
No.
They lost again 1-0 when he was out there. Like, are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? They were super hot in that homestand, and then when he takes them out, they couldn't score. It's like they're allergic to scoring runs when Paul Skeens is on the mound. And so we'll get into that a little bit coming up next. Skeens' numbers, how they compare to his peers in the National League, the expectation being he's going to start the All-Star game if it lines up that he's able to do that. Do we think he can win the Cy Young? Does he have the numbers to win the Cy Young? 412-928-9370. We're going to hear Don Kelly talk about why Skeens got pulled through five innings, striking out 10, only throwing 78 pitches. That's next. 412-928-9370. Oreos and milk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dorn.
Yeah, you know what, Paul, we have a plan, and to sit there and know that we want him on the mound, he wants to be on the mound, but we also, he's in the top five in innings pitched in the big leagues, and like we talked about before, just trying to find ways to manage that with him and for him, and you know, make sure that, you know, we want him for the full season, and make sure that he's in a good spot.
Paul Skenes, five innings pitched yesterday, doesn't give up anything, strikes out 10. His career high in strikeouts, he's done twice now. That's 11. He had only thrown 78 pitches yesterday when he got pulled. Striking out 10 guys on 78 pitches, that's efficiency. In that first inning, he labored a little bit. He was as good as he's been all year long after that. And he tends to do that, too, against teams that have never seen him before, like AL teams. Yeah. He was dealing. And they yank him after 78. And I'm not sure what to do with that. Yeah, I understand you want to be careful with this guy, and you don't want to overuse him in a year where, let's call it like it is, they're not going to make the playoffs. You don't want him to get overworked and hurt, but we've talked about this a bunch. It's a pseudoscience. Like, they were really careful with Jared Jones. They pulled him in that Mets game last year. He wound up getting hurt during the season. He comes back. They were careful with him then. And it winds up hurting his elbow in spring training. Just because you're careful with a guy doesn't mean that you're protecting the guy.
Yeah.
And look, everybody's different. Skenes looks like he can handle the workload, but that doesn't necessarily mean that his elbow can. So I don't know what to do. This isn't a great place to be as a radio host, but I'll tell you, I was annoyed yesterday when they pulled him out because I wanted to see how he would fare if he went another inning or two, and he absolutely could. I mean, you're 22 pitches away from 100. Let him go out for one more and see what happens.
I totally agree. And just trying to get in their minds of why they would want to do something like this. Like, maybe, it's like, what are you playing for? So maybe they want to just save him, and hopefully he can go deeper in ball games with in home games where Pittsburgh can see him and not just have to watch him on TV. I don't know. Those are some of the maybe logical things that I can think of. It's like, what are you really playing for?
Yeah, because Don said they're going to try to be creative with ways to protect him, more or less. And That's not a creative way. You just pulled him after 78 right. pitches. Now, I could see building in extra days of rest here and there. Like, they're going to trade at least Andrew Heaney before the deadline. Like, I think that's just a fact. He's a player going into free agency. It wouldn't make much sense to hold on to him until the end of the year. So that'll open up a rotation spot. But if they wanted to, you could go to a six-man rotation. I mean, if you want to stretch Ashcraft out or whatever you want to do. Like, Bubba Chandler will be up at some point. He probably takes Heaney's spot. Maybe Keller gets moved, and then you have to fill another rotation spot. If you're moving two starters, it'll be tough to go with the six-man rotation. But I think I would probably prefer that, is let him go whenever he's out there.
Uh-huh.
But creatively build in extra days of rest here and there.
Yeah.
Again, you're not contending. So if you need to do one of those piggyback games where you go Ashcraft and Majinski or whatever, you could do that. I would rather let him be able to go deeper into ball games when he does pitch than let him continue to take that typical turn in the rotation and only let him throw 78 pitches. It's not like he was laboring at the end.
No.
He struck out 10 dudes. He was efficient.
It was pretty awesome to watch.
It was great.
It was pretty awesome.
Now, maybe, because I'm sure he knew going in, because he knew the last time out, maybe he's going a little bit more, to quote Deadpool, max effort when he is out there.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah, I got 78. I know I'm not throwing more than 80 pitches today,
yeah.
So I'm going to go out there, I'm going to blow guys away. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was it. Can he win the Cy Young with a losing record, though? No one's ever done it. He's 4-7. He got the no decision again yesterday. He's first in the National League in ERA. He's second in innings pitched. He's fourth in strikeouts. But here's the humdinger, Dickerson. He's tied for 48th in wins. It's ridiculous.
I say yes.
He can
be
too.
The first one, because if you just use the eye test. This would be one of those situations where I would just use the eye test. And how many of those losses were one run?
Right.
I would use that as well.
I think there's 12 games this year where they've scored two or fewer runs with Paul Skeens on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, you know, back at the beginning of the analytics era, if you will, there was that big conversation, mainstream conversation, do pitcher wins matter? I don't know. I think you can make an argument for both sides. I think all you need to do is look at what this guy's done right. This year. And if he's a Yankee, if he's a Met, if he's a Philly, name a team. If he's a Cub, if he's a Cardinal, he's probably got 9 or 10 wins right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's not doing anything wrong. We all know that. And I think the national media is smart enough to realize that, too. And I'd love to see the guy win the Cy Young, because I think he could have won it last year, should maybe have won it last year. He should absolutely win it this year. Like, I look at what Tarik Skubal's doing, and he's probably going to go back-to-back. He's the left-handed AL version of Paul Skeens, and every time he takes the mound, like, their Sunday night baseball game last week did great numbers,
yep.
And Skubal was outstanding. And every time you're talking about Skubal, you go defending Cy Young winner, and he's got this clout behind his name because he did win the trophy. And I think Skeens deserves it. And I'd like to hear next year when Skeens takes the mound, defending NL Cy Young winner Paul Skeens. It's pretty much the one thing that he and they can play for the rest of the way, is that guy getting the Cy Young. And that's another reason why I'm a little bit conflicted with them pulling him out of ball games.
Well, I mean, 10 strikeouts, I mean, it could only go bad. I mean, I guess it could go better, but like, it's like,
he could have taken the L yesterday because he gives up one if he gives up a run in the sixth inning.
Right. So it's like, I mean, I forget who we talked about. It was like last week or 2 weeks ago of why they took somebody out of the game. Who was it? I forget who it was. It doesn't matter. But it could have gone worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of mess that up. It's like, all right, he's at 10 strikeouts. He's on fire. We know. Let's get him out of there so he can end on a good note.
We ain't going to score for him. Yep. So screw it.
Yeah, it was a rookie pitcher. Man, it's bothering me. It was their first start 2 weeks ago.
Was it the kid for Milwaukee? That gangly-looking Gumby guy?
No. I think it was for the Pirates.
Oh.
Ashcraft?
Was it Ashcraft where he was dealing and they took him out early?
Burroughs?
One of them.
It's happened so many times.
And I was like, well, he's doing well, so like, you know, it can only go bad.
Yeah. And I get that for those guys. And with Skeens, I find myself being conflicted on it. Like, I understand wanting to protect the guy. I do. But someone just texts in, and this is a really good point. Can someone in baseball show me evidence that 80, 90, 100 pitches is some sort of magic number? Right. That's exactly right. So, like, 70, 80 is fine, but if he threw 95, whoa, Nelly, those 17 extra pitches, they're going to break his arm? And I'm not saying that I know, but it is such an arbitrary, bizarre, like, whoa, boy, we can't let him go 100 pitches because it's, you go from double digits to triple digits. Whoa, you hold him to 94, he's going to be fine. You throw him 101, yikes, his arm's going to fall off. He's going to rear back to throw 100, and his arm is actually going to land in Henry Davis's glove at 101 pitches. Can't possibly do it. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think they know what the answer is. I don't think any front office in Major League Baseball knows what the actual right formula is on this. Like, they were very careful, the Nationals were, with Steven Strasburg, and it didn't matter. That guy was dealing with arm injuries his entire career. Like, they wouldn't, they capped him at innings. They go into the postseason. He doesn't pitch in the postseason because they wanted to protect him. And what did that do? He still wound up getting hurt. In that year, you could have maybe won the World Series with one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, but he's sitting there riding the pine in the dugout. What kind of sense is that? Yes, it was Ashcraft after three innings and 38 pitches.
Okay,
I couldn't remember either, but I think that was the weekend. By 8:30, I'll be sharp as a tack.
Same.
And by that, I mean 8:30 tomorrow. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think Skeens could win the Cy Young with a losing record? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley, and you can follow us on Twitter at Score and Doran, at Adam Crowley, at underscore Adam Crowley. All brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Speaking of the Nationals, they did something over the weekend that the Pirates refused to do earlier in the season. We'll get into that, and what does it have to do with a Paul Skeens trade?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One thing that is concerning regarding Paul Skenes potentially winning the Cy Young, Zach Wheeler's statistics are fairly similar to Skenes. So Skenes a 194 ERA, Zach Wheeler 217, so Skenes better there, but they've both thrown 116 innings exactly. Skenes has 125 strikeouts, that's a lot. Zach Wheeler, though, has 148. He has 9 wins and 3 losses, Skenes 4 wins and 7 losses. So Wheeler is having a Cy Young caliber season, and he has the wins to boot. So we would be asking the decision makers on this one to buck a historical trend, give it to a guy who doesn't have a winning record, and ignoring somebody that's going to have maybe 18, maybe 20 wins.
Yep. That's no good.
And so the more I think about it, you know, you start pulling Skenes after 78 pitches. Like, obviously, it wouldn't have changed the outcome yesterday because the Pirates, they could play 15 more games out there in Seattle. They're not scoring any runs. It just wasn't going to happen for them out there. But you could see how it could cost him a win or two.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a tight game and you pull him after 5 when he could go 7 and the offense is not doing much because it never does much, but it certainly doesn't do a lot whenever he's on the mound. And a couple extra innings to give the offense an opportunity to wake up, and you yank him, and somebody else could get a win. Again, I think Skenes can win the Cy Young with a losing record. He's that good. He's that big of a story. He's viewed as one of the faces of baseball. I don't necessarily think the writers would ignore all of those things, but you're giving them an opportunity to do so. He doesn't need to have a better record than Zach Wheeler, obviously. But if one guy's won 18 games and the other guy is like 9-12,
it's gonna, you know exactly where it's going.
I don't feel good about it, man. Yeah. I don't. And you're going to yank him after 78 pitches. He wanted to be among the league leaders in innings pitched this year, and he is. But if they keep doing this, he's not going to be. And so there's also probably going to be an innings discrepancy there. Any of that stuff could be used against him. And never doubt baseball writers' ability to be old and crusty.
Of course.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Nationals fired their manager and their general manager. The Nationals are, well, bad. They are pretty much Pirates bad, maybe exactly Pirates bad. They're 37-53. The Pirates, they clear them by a half game, Doran, 38-53. And somehow they were able to fire their general manager during the season. We've been told that that's difficult to do. Somebody else has to run the draft. Somebody else has to run the deadline. I just think that's nonsense.
Yeah.
You're either doing a good job or you're not doing a good job. And if you fire the manager, you haven't done a good enough job. When you look at this lineup, that wasn't Derek Shelton's fault. They've been a much better club, clearly, under Don Kelly. But nobody is arguing that this roster isn't terribly flawed, particularly on that side of things. I just don't know why they couldn't do both at once, especially when you have Bob Nutting talking to Jason Mackey immediately following Shelton's dismissal, and his reasoning was urgency. Okay. Yeah, you were urgent-ish in moving on from the manager, but now you're moving with lead feet with Ben Cherington? It leads me to believe he's just not going to go anywhere after this season.
I think it was kind of a mano-a-mano type deal, a one-on-one, hey, you're on your own, buddy, type deal. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
It just feels like Cherington wanted probably to get out ahead of this and probably was selling himself to Nutting of why he should be here. And, you know, if he was going to make a decision – to keep him around, to keep me around. Like, it's like, yeah, like, you know, I, You know, we have to work hand in hand. I have to work hand in hand with Shelton. But at this point, I think that Charrington took it upon himself. Was like, look, like, I can make this work. And kind of just went rogue.
The suggestion is, hey, you should fire Derek. And it's a self-preservation move.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's
like,
my opinion.
The problem.
Yep.
And listen, I'm guessing that these kinds of things are ownership decisions. But Ben Charrington made it pretty clear when he talked that he wanted people to think he was the guy that pulled the trigger on Derek Shelton. And if that's what he's going to say, then I guess we've got to assign it to him. Hey, I did it. Okay, then you did it. And it's kind of like they're toggling back and forth. Mm-hmm. They're now under 500 under Don Kelly again, right? They're a game under 500 under Kelly now. Mm-hmm. Check back at the end of the week. Maybe there'll be a game over with Don Kelly, and then it'll just seesaw back and forth. A lot of national media members were stirring that trade Paul Skeens topic up a month or so ago, and the trade that they all pointed to was that Juan Soto trade. That Washington traded Juan Soto to San Diego, and they got a huge haul in return, and Josh Bell was part of that deal from Washington going out to San Diego too. The Pirates could get a Juan Soto-like package for Paul Skeens. And there were a lot of people that seemed to think that's the right move. What has it done for the Nationals? That was 2022. 2022, you got like eight players in return, and here you are, no good. So what did it get them? Nothing. And maybe those guys wind up being part of the next great Washington Nationals team with a new manager and a new general manager. Maybe. I don't know. But it's 3 years later. You got a bunch of big league players back. And here you are 15 games under 500. So I know that that's not exactly a hot topic right now, trading Paul Skeens, but I don't want to hear it anymore.
No, me neither.
Because they stink with Skeens. You trade Skeens for a Soto package, and you still could wind up stinking without Skeens.
You probably will.
Exactly. So I'd rather just watch that guy every fifth or sixth day, 78 pitches or 100 pitches. Doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter to me, but I just want to watch that guy in a Pirate uniform for as long as they can keep him.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear it anymore. Oh, what a great trade that was for the Nationals. Oh, really? They fired the front office, and they're 15 games under 500. I understood why they did it when they did it, but let's not pretend like it bared some kind of fruit here that has the franchise pointed in a great direction. They're not. If they were, they wouldn't have fired both the GM and the manager. So I don't want to hear it anymore about Skeens and trading him. They will eventually trade Skeens, but don't trade him a moment before you have to. Texter, all the insider reports said it was Nutting who fired Shelton. Yeah, I know. For sure. But Ben Charrington claimed it.
Yes, he did.
Ben Charrington claimed it. So if he's going to claim it, if he's going to say it on the record, it was my decision, basically, then I'm going to hold him to that. How about that? Texter, quit being a homer, guys. Skeens isn't winning the Cy Young. I mean, he might not. And it would be for the reasons we've talked about. He'd have a losing record. It'd be nice if they could, for a handful of games, get him some runs so we wouldn't have to have the hypothetical. But I don't think it's a homer take. He's the odds-on favorite still. He's still the odds-on favorite to win the Cy Young, and he's probably going to be the starter for the All-Star game.
Yeah, and as much, I mean, as I think through this, I bet you he does not win it, though.
It's going to be a tough look if Wheeler's got 18 wins and he's got single-digit wins.
Right.
And double-digit losses. It would be unprecedented. Texter, I don't know, it might just be me, but does Crowley low-key look like Andrew Heaney? Especially after this weekend. I get it all the time.
You get that a lot, yeah.
I don't really see it.
I don't either.
Thank you.
But you do get that a lot.
Harry, do you think I look like Andrew Heaney?
No.
Thank you. Or is that not a thank you? Is Andrew Heaney an Adonis? Is he a sexy man? I don't know.
He's a major league pitcher.
There's that.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I go to the bar, I'll tell people I'm Andrew Heaney, and we'll see who can get to buy into that.
I bet you could fool people, yeah.
How tall is Andrew Heaney?
He's pretty tall. I mean, he's taller than you.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't think people, their depth perception, I guess, wouldn't be, oh, you're not. Oh,
damn it.
Well, how tall is he?
Yeah, 6'2".
Nah, you could pass.
Be like me claiming I was you, Doran, 6'2". A little bit of a size difference there.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Ben Cherington also talked about the trade deadline. He was on the Indianapolis Indians television broadcast. There's a bunch of rumors swirling around these buckos. We'll get to them. We got a little golf conversation coming up next, too, because me and Harry played this weekend. You didn't play this weekend, huh?
Nope.
Nine holes is perfect.
It is.
Like, around hole seven, I was like, if I were playing 18, I'd be so miserable right
yep.
now.
Yep.
50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Omar Khan gets a three-year contract extension. That was announced on Thursday after our show, so we'll react to that. The NCAA football video game's coming out on Wednesday, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a list of all of the quarterbacks and what, you know, attributes they had and what grade they had, or I don't know what you would want to call it. How do I use my words better here, Harry? Their record. I don't know what it is. The rating, I guess. Yes. That would be the word.
Yep.
Whoo, boy. Yep. Is today the most Monday of all Mondays?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you already declare that?
I know. Someone come over. Get in here and slap me on the head.
Can I do that?
No.
Can RJ do it?
Absolutely not. Give me one of them. Boom, boom. Speed to power moves. So I saw the ratings for the quarterbacks. We'll get into some of those quarterbacks coming up in the 7 o'clock hour because one of them will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. One of them will be drafted by the Steelers. So we'll get into that. I'm going to have to throw up another Twitter poll. Is this the worst Monday? Like, is this just the Monday of all Mondays? What Mondays are worse than this? The Monday after the Super Bowl?
Monday. Well, Monday after New Year's.
Yes.
Probably.
That's the worst. That one's the worst because at least, all right, we'll get it all back together today,
mm-hmm.
as will everybody driving into work today. You'll get it together, and you still have the rest of the summer to look forward to.
Right.
Once you get through the holidays, you're just looking at a long, dreary, cold,
yep.
depressing, lack of sun winter.
All the way, I mean, until Memorial Day, right? Like, that's the next one.
See, I always look forward to March Madness. That's what
I mean,
gets
the day,
me
a day off, like a work day off, like
yeah.
a holiday, like, is Memorial Day, right?
Yeah. You ain't getting Valentine's
or
off.
Or St. Paddy's. You're not getting that.
Not getting that off. Yeah. That
Martin
is a
Luther
worse
King
Monday.
Jr. Day off.
Oh, well,
January.
Point by you.
You get that. And then also, obviously, Easter.
And Easter.
Yeah.
President's yeah. Day.
I don't know that we get the President's Day off. If we do, we didn't take it this year.
No, we didn't.
That's for damn sure. So that's the Twitter poll. Is this the most Monday of all the Mondays? We'll get to golf later on in the show. We'll react to Omar Khan's extension coming up next. We'll get into some of these quarterbacks and look at some of their marquee matchups for guys that could wind up being drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do that in the 7 o'clock hour. Caboli, he had to move up today. He's going on vacation.
Oh, is he?
He's getting in his vehicle. And he's schlepping it to the beach. So he's going to join us at 8 because I think they're leaving around 9.
Do we know what beach?
I have no clue.
Okay, we'll find out.
He'll tell us. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.